Bikers told of being forced off the road by motorists who came too close on town roads one driver described as paved goat paths. Triathlete Paul Krasinski says he's had close calls on the narrow winding roads. He thinks it would be safer if both motorists and bikers were more courteous and tried harder to follow traffic laws.
Sure, I've had some problems, but like we talked in the meeting, there's bad eggs everywhere.
Those who live in the town of Vermont say they're being overrun by bikers who hog the road, whip around corners into the oncoming lane, and actually prevented mail delivery on two occasions. Wayne Bonnaire says when big bike races are held, residents have trouble getting around.
They have kept people hostage in their own homes. The people in downtown Black Earth, when the NCAA came through, could not even get their car out of their driveway.
A suggestion to have a county or statewide bike license to identify bad bikers was dismissed by Bodnar and others.
No, that's useless. You know, that would be useless.
Other locals peeved by the peddlers want law enforcement to crack down, but each deputy in Western Dane County has 120 square miles to patrol. Deputy Mike Butler says they don't have a lot of extra time to check out whether a motorist or biker ran a stop sign or to intervene in road squabbles between the two.
We're usually going from call to call to call to call instead of having an occupied time where you can come in and work on, you know, problems like this.
Law enforcement say they'll consider directing traffic during next year's races to ease tension and prevent accidents. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.